So they, only for this thing, little thing, they are quarreling. But they are not doing anything to protect their life. So, if Krishna tells that you are anabhigya, anabhigya means you are not so much buddhi, intelligent. You are agya, unintelligent. So, I cannot keep my feet on your wrist. Because in your heart there are so many malice, kaam and all these things. And if I will keep, they will at once what? Aa jayega usme bhav. Transferred. In India, you know that Brahmins cannot sit to eat in a line with others. Understand? Why? Because in a line, if anyone sits to eat or sits in for anything, it may be that all the bad qualities will come to that person.
Same reason the Babaji's don't eat with anyone in that Radhakun.
We also. We don't
eat with them.
With them. And it is so. By Kusanga, all bad evils can come.
By association.
Bad sons. And by satasanga, all bhaktis come by good association.
Is this by the physical line or is it by the sangha?
Sangha. As there is cholera. Cholera is a disease of chuachut. It means? Chuachut? Means chulei hoye jaro.
Contagious.
No. Cholera.
Everything.
Something. Yeah. We don't know. But if you sit together, by their
breath,
it will come. If you take snan anywhere, and that place, if you a bad man is doing snan and he will do bath, then any disease comes. If there is a kerosene oil here, a smell going everyone automatically. So by sadhu sangha, everything will come automatic. So by kusang, anything will come automatic. Sometimes come by air, by water, and something are of Atma, they don't need anything for help, they come automatically, evil and good. So Krishna tells that you have so many bad things, kaam, vishay bhog, and all burning here. So if I will keep my legs there, feet there, it may come.
If someone touches the feet, does it mean automatically that the evil pass from that person?
Certainly.
Automatically.
But if anyone is samartha, like Gurus, Vaishnava, Acharya, their quality will come in bad person and they will be reformed. But if we are Vaishnava and only in second class or first, third class, and bhakti is not so much advanced in us, then if anyone takes his head on our feet, or touches feet, or takes
dhuli,
then everything will come.
So what should we do to counteract that? How can we counteract it?
We should try to avoid.
And what happens if they grab the feet without our being able to avoid it?
Then it is bound, it is automatically come.
So I know. I have answered. We will grab your feet. And then all of the bad things will go away.
Well, I am in Mathura, you are in Vrindavan, Bombay.
Manasa. We can do it.
But it will affect anyhow. So our Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does not like to be touched hurt his feet.
But to give mercy, one may do that.
To qualified person. Not. Otherwise this quality will come. He will not take, but yet for others, those who are devotees, by giving remnants also. If this quality person will take remnants, your remnants, then your qualities will go to him. And their disquality will come.
Sometimes, more in joking amongst our friends, touching each other's feet and things like that.
We are in same category, something, but not these disqualities are there so much. So, it is not a question of ours. But it is a question of others, those who are kami, bishayi, bhogi, and so many disqualities they have. This should avoid, and they should only be thrown some mercy. They should be attracted something very skillfully. If I have read of Srila Prabhupada that a man was drowning a river. Water was so deep. There was no nav and anything.
No boat
and anything. And I was on the shore. I was seeing that this person is going on and he is drowning. And he is calling, bachao re, bachao re.
Save me,
save me. I don't know how to swim, and if I will fail to rescue that drowning person, he will catch hold of me. And the person who is going to save, he will drown first, then that person will both will. So we should do mercy or anything to be very skillful, very savdhan. Otherwise, guru or chela, dono dub jayenge. Samjha? Kya? Guru pahle dubega, aur chela piche dubega. Kintu chela duba dega guru ko bhi.
Dono niche jayenge.
How did I miss this?
Certainly, this is. Dharare Pramar Sat Yabhi who take it to
a thick way.
But this fact is true. So we should do bhajan very skillfully.
Someone may argue that, just one more point, that we have already accepted someone as a disciple. So, what difference does it make if they get the remnant? Because they've already been accepted as a disciple.
But Rupa Goswami has told, Sanatana Goswami has told, all our acharyas has told, Namaparas, Bahu Sishya Korbena,
You should not do unqualified so many things. And if you are doing without any check, who comes, let them be disciple. Then your navy will be.
Bhajan will be destroyed.
They are bound to do anything wrong, disqualified person. And if there are 100 in number and hundreds are doing some bad things, you will do your bhajan arati that he is doing so. And so many complaints will come and bother your mind and I am doing no shishya, but yet so many complaints from here and there, but I get a rescue. That hum to raksha pa jate bhaiya, wo unke to guru wo hain. What should I do? But it will not be. It will come to your head. So we should do this thing. Also shishya, disciples, carefully, and those who are qualified something. Only one to do Hari Bhajan.
This is why our Guru Maharaj made a stipulation. First the person must show, he knew the nature of the people around the world. He said first for 1 year they should chant 16 malas and follow the four rules. And after that, if they get the recommendation of their, you know, temple leaders and others, then only he would give them initiation. Even he was careful.
This is like so. And this rule should be strictly followed. Not only for show, but regularly. And from heart.
That's the main thing. From the heart. Not just...
Not for only a rule, there is a rule.
In other words, they should not be doing it simply to get initiation, but they should actually have come to the point of doing it from the heart.
I think that so many persons, about 99% come only for another reason. Only very few percent come only to have bhakti in Krishna. They said that he is going, so I should go. This lady is going, so I should also go.
What to do?
As our acharya has done, we should be very carefully. Not that anyone comes, give at once harinam, because other will initiate.
Competition market.
Have you competition? How many is your sis?
About 8 lakh.
1 lakh?
He has the whole world worshiping.
Sometimes if anyone comes to me, I do like this. I am going to make you guru, my guru, because all Brajavasi are guru, so I think that you are guru. And I sometimes tell it for my core of heart. Not only that I am telling them.
We see that when you are dealing with them, that you love them so much.
I cannot treat anyone as a disciple. I will cut jokes, I will do anything, so many things. But you are grave, you have the quality of an acharya. He is very grave.
He is like mountains.
Then? Krishna is telling that by touching your body, your evil things will come in. And you are agya. Then gopis are telling, we know that we are agya. We are foolish. But not foolish as cows or animals.
Eat grass.
There are no difference between so many good things and grass. We are not so foolish. But we know that we are, to some extent we are. But we are qualified than cows. If you can go follow cows, then what is the harm that you should follow us? And we should keep your. Yeah. They are in so mood that they are weeping and telling, but we are laughing. We are not feeling all these things with separation. We are following only tark yukti something. But what will be the case when they are telling with Krishna and Krishna is there. Actually. But we know that by reading and reading, by anusilan, one day we'll have some taste and some greed, and we will really hear. We will
feel, experience
it. Then he is telling that, then Sri Niketana, Sri Niketanam, if they are assisting when they are praying again and again to keep it, that Krishna is telling that I cannot keep my this lotus feet on your breast, because your breast is so much decorated with so many golden and so many valuable ornaments. So I cannot keep there. Then gopis are telling, Sri Niketanam, we admitted that our breast is decorated with so many ornaments. And but we know that your lotus feet is Sri Niketanam. Here our breast is so much decorated and so much lovely, or so much Sri Sampanna Shobha, very beautiful. But your feet is Niketan of Shobha. All kind of beautiful softness and everything, it is the abode of all these things. And we think that our this Shobha has come out only from your lotus feet. Now we want to make your lotus feet the alankar of my breast. If you keep it, then it will be a very, very good ornament for ourselves. So please keep it as ornament. Krishna, here, if gopis are telling, you are not willing to keep your lotus feet in our body, then why do you keep your face to the three hearts? always Lakshmiji takes the feet of Narayan, lotus feet of Narayan, and keeps it here in her, and always in service. So, if you can keep it there, that why you cannot keep on earth? Then Krishna is telling me, why I should keep it in your, because we are gopi, you are gop. Lakshmi is not gopi, you are gop. But in staying being gop, you can keep there that we have some what?
Adhikar.
We have some
right.
By that bansa, dynasty, we have this right. So you will have to keep it. Here, it has been given explanation that why Lakshmi does not leave for a second or moment the lotus feet of Narayan. Why? Once it has been given a story, perhaps you know, I have told you this story, then what to repeat? You have heard? You have heard so many, not once, twice, so many times. Yes, you also know. Then, in a summary, I can tell that once Narayan went to Bali Maharaj to cheat him and to take anyhow cheating his whole kingdom, Bhur Bhuvah Svah Mahajana Tapas Satya, seven lokas and seven of lovers, Chaudha Bhuvan, and gave it to Indra. Then, by the advice of Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, Sutal Lok was given to Bali Maharaj. And Krishna Samanam, Narayan told that for Prahlad Maharaj, that you can stay there in Sutal Lok, in the palace of Bali Maharaj. He told him yes. But in the meantime, Prahlad said anything in the ear of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was become so much pleased. He told that, you have given me Sutal Lok to Narayan, he told. You have given me Sutal Lok to stay there. I will obey your orders, but I want anything from you, that you should be also there, and that palace has so many doors, about 52, I don't remember, but so many. And you'll always used to be present at each door, so that when I will come or I will go from any door, anywhere, I want to see you, and then you should go. Then he told me, yes, I've given so. So he remained in the palace of Bhavan Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Time went on. Lakshmi saw that he has gone to chal karne ke liye, to cheat Bali, but he has not yet returned. Why he is not coming? Then Narad met him suddenly, and she asked to Narad that where my Prabhu has gone and yet he has not come. Then she told the history. And she told that he has gone to cheat Bali. And Bali has cheated him. And he cannot leave that place forever. Then Lakshmi told that, what should I do? To take a... She became an old lady. Very beautiful, but old. And as a poor Brahmin lady, and she came to the door of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was giving dan,
charity.
At the last bench, she saw an old lady was sitting there. And he's not in hurry. Everywhere hurry. That I should go first. And should take anything. As usually we see. But he was sitting silently. When everyone went and they got anything, then Bali Maharaj told that, see, this lady is not a sadharan lady. Not any. Because she is sitting. Patient like this lady, anyone cannot have. So she must be anything extraordinary. Then he went himself from apne singharsan se utar karke gaya.
From the throne he got down.
Get down and went and did pranam to that lady. Then said, "Oh, mother, who are you? And what you want? I think that you have some desire, but anyhow you are not telling. And you are sitting there patiently, so patiently. It seems that you are seeking a time that everyone should go away, then you will ask. So please ask what you want." She told that, "I have come, but I fear that you cannot give." He told that, "I will certainly give you." Then she asked, "You certainly give?" Then he told that, "Yes, certainly I will give." She told three times. She took three times that I will give. Then she told that you should take sankalpa. Then he remembered that Vishnu has also told like this. And in the same way she is, "Who are you?" But she was not expressing who are she. At last, "Acha, you should tell what you want." Then she did not speak. But
indicate
by finger that "I want Vishnu." He is bound. Then he at once knew and became so glad and also so much sorry also that "I will have to leave Vishnu." And Lakshmi has come herself here for this purpose. So he prayed to Vishnu that Lakshmi has come and she is wanting to you. But I don't want to leave you. So please do that. You should leave here also and you should go with Lakshmi also. Then he manifested his Vamanrupa in two, and by one he always lived there and by another he went in Vaikuntha. But Lakshmi was always fearing that he may not go anywhere. So always keeping that sit here in, so that he may not go anywhere. So gopis are telling, "Sri Niketanam, these feet are that their laps for their laps Sri Niketan is your feet, ya, or Lakshmi's left side Niketan of
your feet.
Sri Niketanam. Both meanings are there. If you trace and Sri, then Sri Niketanam. Sri is Niketan of your lotus feet. And if you trace on Niketan, Sri Niketan, then it will mean that the lotus feet are Shubha. Always smiling, always in full Kishori, and feeling herself fortunate because of these feet. If these feet are not with a lady, then she becomes a Vidhava. And everything goes away with that feet. So gopis are telling, if your feet are alankar of gopi dress, Lakshmi, then how it will not be ours? So keep your feet as alankar of our heart. Sri Niketanam. Phana phanarpitam. Then again Krishna is telling Jasam, oh, you are doing prayer, but I cannot, because there's so much tap in your heart, it will come to my feet. Or if Krishna tells that I fear, why you fear? First he has told, but gopis has cut that argument. Now he tells, I fear your husband. They are telling that if you can put up your these lotus soft feet foot on the heads of that Kaliya Nag, hood of Kaliya Nag, and he was biting you, cutting you in heart and everywhere, in face, but you felt no beast, no tap, nothing, and you did not fear. Very boldly you came. And you danced, so lovely dance you did. So why not to our best you can keep this? I fear your husband. You did not fear from this Kali. So we know that you will not fear from our husband also. If they will do anything, you will punish them as Kali was punished. So no fear. Te padam, that very qualified your feet, please keep on our breast. And krindi naha hishtayam, and you should cut off our hishtayam. How, if they have come to meet Krishna, so without meeting Krishna, their tap will not go. Understand tap? Heat means here so much that mood of meeting. That is tap, virahanal. It will only be samit, mane dur ho jayega, shant ho jayega. It will
pacified, subsided.
Subsided. It will subside only by meeting you and by doing bilas with us. Here, it is the deep meaning is that there is kam tap in Krishna. They are wanting that Krishna heart tap should be go away, and it will not be go if you are not meeting to Krishna. So they are giving this proposal, and at last Krishna did so, and then Krishna tap went away. Then automatically gopis this mode also went away. We can know some points of anyone has any pain in inner side of body which is not visible from outside, we give anything pralep. Pralep, you know?
Some balm.
Like balm.
Ointment.
Any ointment taken from outside. But if it is not cured, then another medicine can be given for drinking prayer. So first ointment should be given. There is tap in gopi's heart. So pralep, what is pralep? Pralep is that Krishna lot of faith is pralep for them. So they want to do pralep. And all I have explained, which are not also in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I have explained. He has given this slok that yatte sujat charanam varuham tanesu bhitasvanaisu yadi bhimahi karkasesu tena tamim atasya tatabhatatena kumshat kurpad bhir bhramat bhir bhaujyad sam. He is telling that the meaning of this slok in short is that yat te sujat charanam varu hastan. We know that your Lord's feet is so stiff, soft, and our breast is so much hard. But yet we do eat charanam varuhasta bhitasanai. By fearing, very gently and softly we keep it. So that you should not have any pain. But they do it for the Krishna, for the happiness of Krishna. So yat charanam varuhas bhitasunai paryad dhimahi karkasesu tenam atasi atase dathatena kinsi. They are quarreling with their minds, gopis. One slok is also in we will hire panat dehin panat kalilatang mana kanta gacchati. In that slok also they are quarreling with men. Mind is telling, oh agya gopi, why you are bothering uselessly? Krishna is not blind. He has eyes. He goes in forest and on mountains, he sees where there are thorns, where there are sticks, where there are so many things. So he would go by seeing here there is no all these things. Where there are grass, he will keep it. Then gopis are telling, O Durbuddhe, Durbuddhe means Durbuddhi means
bad
buddhi. Durbuddhe, you don't think, you think that all cows will go in a straight line where there are no thorns and where there only green grasses, there will they will go. They usually go to bad rasta, where there is up and down, so thorns and so stone steep, and they can steer. Then when so many arguments are there, we will take it, then we will read these slopes. Then at last they did Sulahnama,
compromise.
And anyhow, we will go there. So money is thinking that they should keep it very gently so that Krishna's face does not feel any warm or anything. So this is slow. First they have told Sirasidhehina Si Karagraham. Sirasidhehina Si Karagraham. First of Madhur. First slok.
Virachita
Abhimayam. In that slok. Sirasi Dehina. Here Sirasi means singular number. Sirasi Dehi. No? Singular number. Here singular number means they are telling that one head, you should keep your one hand and one seat. But here they are telling that kuchesu means lakhs and lakhs kuchesu. Not singular but plural number. Why here plural? They are out of senses. It's same. What to say or what to not to say. Anything which comes out of their mouth, they are telling. And when have some knowledge, chetana, gyan, then they think that Krishna should put up on all gopis because we are all sakhi. And when they have some secular for their swarth for one, Sirasidhena, only to my head, they forgetting that all sakhis are there. But today.
You have finished seven.
Seven.
I had a question about a little bit of a different topic.
What?
It's more a problem. But I find that in dealing...
Do you have any program? What is sloka we will do? 8?
No.
madhuraya gira balgubakya budhamanu gaya uksarekshana vidhikari ima viramuhiyati adharasi dhuna payajasvana madhuraya gira balgubakya budhamanu gaya uskarekshana vidhikari ima viramuhiyati adharasi dhuna payajasvana madhuraya very sweet gira. Gira means vani. What you tell so sweet. Balgu bakya. Balgu bakya means manohar vakya. Manohar. You want to read?
Here it says Balgu, charming.
You can read?
Bhaktya ya.
Or you can read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
Short. Bhaktya ya, by your words,